Welcome to NewsKnoxCounty.com, WZDM.com, and WUZR.com for this special full-length podcast talking about the First City Brewfest coming up later this year, coming up May 18th in Vincennes. Tyler Simmons, part of the organization of the Brewfest. Tyler, I guess let's start off. What is the First City Brewfest?
So First City Brewfest is just your normal Brewfest. We decided that we have a lot of fun going to a couple of these all over the Midwest. They're pretty popular in Indy, Bloomington, St. Louis. You know, they're all over the country, but we decided that, you know, Vincennes is, you know, things are changing and people are excited to do stuff, so we decided to bring one to Vincennes.
And tickets actually have already gone on sale for
correct
this. And some of the breweries, what are some of the breweries on hand?
So we are going to have, it's going to be a unique festival because we are going to have 20 breweries from across the Midwest, but we're also having a homebrew competition. So we've got guys who are making their own beer. They're going to come in, and actually the fans are going to be able to vote on which brewery is the best or the fan favorite. But we do have a couple big name breweries for the Midwestern breweries. We've got as the biggest Sun King Brewing Company. They're the largest one in Indianapolis, and it just so happens the director of marketing is a Vincennes Lincoln graduate. So that kind of helped us a little bit to get them. We have a couple others that we're still working with, but haven't really confirmed yet. You know, a couple in Bloomington, a couple in Indy still. But we did get Shorts, which is another big brewery out of Michigan. They have a cider company. I've got another cider company coming, and I'm working with a couple other meaderies and cideries. And then probably the biggest one we've got as far as national recognition, Goose Island will be there. They're the ones who are notorious for Bourbon County Barrel Stout and a couple others.
I was going to say Old Man Grumpy's Pale Ale is one that's
also
Goose
true
Island as well.
Grumpy's Pale Ale, 312, a couple different ones that are pretty popular throughout the country.
There's so many types of craft brews too. I mean, when you go to a bar or something, you think maybe sometimes of your Budweisers, your Bud Lights, your Miller Lights, all that jazz. But there are so many other types of beers that you could find, not just your lager or a pilsner.
Yeah, so the cool thing is with this Brewfest, your admission actually gets you a 3-ounce cup, and you can get unlimited samples, 3-ounce samples of whatever beer you would or cider that you would like. So if you're kind of on the fence about something, you've got just a 3-ounce pour and you can try it without getting a full drink, and you can kind of say, hey, I kind of like that. I, you know, may check that out next time I go out, or ask my, you know, favorite place I go to see if they'll start carrying it. You know, or if you like it, you really like it, you can go back and get another sample. There's no limit. We try to get everybody to drink responsibly, but you know, you can have as many of one beer as you'd like, or, you know, try as many different ones as you want. It's kind of like going to, you know, when you go out to eat somewhere, you go out of town, you know, you want to go somewhere you've never tried. This is kind of your opportunity to do that with little monetary risk involved.
Well, and I was talking about the different types of beer. Like, I know in the past, you're one of the groups you're with, a creamsicle style beer.
Yeah, so we homebrew. Jeffrey Godwin and myself also homebrew, and we're actually not going to be presenting our beers in this fest just because we'll be busy running the festival itself. But the cool thing with homebrewers is they can get pretty creative. They can do special one-off stuff that you probably think, hey, that's really creative. That's really interesting. I'm glad that they did that, and they're doing it on a smaller scale as compared to a, you know, craft brewery size, I guess, operation. So you can try different things, and they're honestly, the homebrewers are the ones that are the most creative just because they can do one-off stuff and special stuff and do it on a smaller scale.
What are some of the weirdest brews that you've had?
So I've actually had a blonde ale that was a key lime. So kind of like a key lime, you know, cheesecake style. We've done a Dreamsicle Kolsch. There's also some that are, you know, with jalapenos or habanero for those who like spicy stuff. There's some that people make with even lavender and hibiscus, you know, kind of make a different floral taste. But there's all kinds of stuff. I've had a couple s'mores stouts. So for those who like campfires and s'mores, those are cool. But it's just, we're kind of advertising for homebrewers. There's a big group in Evansville. There's a big group in Jasper, Terre Haute, and even there's a handful in Illinois in that area that we're also kind of pushing out to try and bring in just a wide variety of what they've got.
Are you focusing on just the beers right now, or are you encouraging wineries to join as well?
So for this year, we're not actually doing wineries. We're doing beers and ciders, and if we can get a pretty popular meadery out of Indianapolis to come down, then we'll have some meads as well, which is essentially a honey wine. But they have been doing some spritzers and some stuff that are a little bit lighter for those who aren't huge beer fans but still want to come hang out. You know, we've got Ace Cider will be there. They've got a good pineapple and pear ciders along with apple as well. And then we've got Star Cut Ciders, which is part of Short's Brewing Company, and they've got a handful of different flavors as well. So it's not just beer, but at this time we're not doing wine. Looking for maybe doing that starting next year. We want to make this an annual thing and grow little by little, but we didn't want to bite off more than we could chew the first year.
Of course, you also have live music this year at your event. What do you have lined up?
So I've got two local performers. We've got, to start off the event, we have Hannah Swan. She was a graduate from Knox County and also was Miss VU. She's very talented with the guitar, and she doesn't really play too much around Vincennes, so it's kind of one of those things we tried to get somebody who wasn't too, too busy, and also at the same time somebody who doesn't play around here much just because it's something different. And then after that, we're going to have the Smith brothers who graduated from South Knox. You got Lincoln and Jasper Smith, and I know they're kind of a fan favorite. They've been getting some notoriety around town, and they said they're coming back to town for the festival.
How much are tickets to the festival?
So we are doing everything on our website. We've got a ticket company. Indiana on Tap is helping us with that, and the ticketing and the website. Our VIP sales, basically they get you in an hour early. Some of the breweries bring a special beer for that that's a little bit harder to find. Those are starting at $40 for those. After March 15th, or if we sell out of them, then they'll go up to $45 if we still have any available. And then general admission is $30. We try to be pretty reasonable. An average Brewfest general admission ticket's anywhere from $40 to $55. So we tried to kind of cut down the price. We really wanted to boost our numbers and get a lot of people to come check it out without spending a ton of money.
Of course, the First City Brewfest taking place at the Spirit of Rendezvous Grounds out just south portion of Vincennes off of Willow Street. 12 in the afternoon till 4:30 on May 19th. Any
18th.
Other? May 18th.
That's all good.
Might be able to read eventually. I might have to go back to kindergarten or first grade to do that. Either way, any big special announcements that I haven't brought up yet that need to be addressed?
Not really. We're going to have food trucks there. We're going to have a handful of local ones, maybe a couple out of Evansville. It just depends on our situation. We're trying to get a pretty broad variety of food trucks there. And hopefully I'll have some more breweries to announce soon. But for anybody who's interested, I wouldn't delay getting tickets. I would try to get them as early as possible, especially the VIP tickets, because they probably will sell out.
Tyler Simmons helping plan this year's First City Brewfest. It's the inaugural First City Brewfest, taking place May 18th, 12 until 4:30 p.m. on the grounds of the Vincennes Rendezvous. In fact, the weekend before Rendezvous. So if you get a chance, you might get to enjoy some brews, not just from the bigger brewing operations, but some of the home brews as well. And Tyler, if I want to get tickets, how do I do that?
So you go on to firstcitybrewfest.com. It's all spelled out, F-I-R-S-T. citybrewfest.com. You'll click on the buy tickets link and it'll take you to that page.
Or if I have any questions about being a vendor for the event.
Yeah, so we're we've got a couple vendors, but we're not really not getting too big on that. But if you're somebody's interested, feel free to reach out to me. I'd be glad to talk to them about it.
And of course, how do we reach out to you?
So just reach out to the First City Brewfest Facebook page, and we're usually pretty good about answering questions there.
Tyler Simmons talking about First City Brewfest coming up May 18th on the grounds of the Vincennes Rendezvous.